in light of sending the light next Sunday, we are told by those who study these things closely, is the day you are most likely to get a yes from somebody that you invite to church. You may not wish it was that particular day. Why not any day? But they tell us that is the day, next Sunday. And so if you've been wanting to invite somebody, perhaps you've been inviting somebody, and you haven't got that yes yet, next Sunday is a good possibility. They also tell us that the more you invite a person, rather than giving up after one no, but the more you do, the more likely you are to get a yes one day. Maybe that day is next Lord's Day. Keep that in mind as we try and reach out. Where do you get your rights? Do you get them from the U.S. Declaration of Independence, which talks of certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? We do well to remember everything that that document says about those rights, especially it says that those rights are derived from our Creator. I want us to think today, though, about our greatest right. And so to do that, we need to open our Bibles together to the first chapter of the Gospel of John. And this is, I'm sure, at least parts of this chapter very familiar. It's a famous chapter of God's Word. John, in this chapter, goes back to the very beginning of time, and who does he find there? He finds Jesus at the beginning, creating the world with God. In fact, he is God. And then, as we continue reading, we pick up in verse 9 of chapter 1, he's speaking of Jesus, and he says the following: "The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Well, we live in a culture that talks a lot about rights. We emphasize rights, my rights, your rights, legal rights, civil rights, all kinds of rights. But I have yet to find any greater right than the one that John names here in this text. It's a right from Jesus. And it's the right to become children of God. I don't know of anything greater than that. You know, we love children, whether they are little ones or teenagers. Sometimes it may be easier to love one or the other. But we love children. And I came across a little list that I want to share with you today. There's some brief notes that children wrote to their ministers. I'm pretty sure I've gotten at least one of these through the years, but here they are. Little notes children wrote to their ministers. First one: "Dear preacher, I know that God loves everybody, but he never met my sister." And then there's: "Dear preacher, I'd like to bring my dog to church on Sunday. She's only a mutt, but she's a good Christian. Dear preacher, I like to read the Bible, but I'd read it more if it was on TV. Dear preacher, please say a prayer for the president, even if he is a Republican. Dear preacher, I'd like to go to heaven someday because I know my big brother won't be there. And dear preacher, I'm sorry I can't give more money in the plate on Sunday, but my father didn't give me a raise in my allowance. Could you give a sermon about a raise in my allowance? It would help the church get more money." Well, I've gotten a lot of requests for sermons through the years, and maybe one like that, I don't know. Children are precious. And in that light, I want us to think today of the right that God gives us. As told by John here in John chapter 1, we are given this right to become children. Children of God. And that is something truly priceless. So John, the first chapter, it's all about Jesus. It says that Jesus is eternal. Says that he was there at the beginning of it all. He created the world. The world was created through him. Goes on and says that Jesus took on flesh and thus came into this world to live among us. It says he is glorious and radiant. He is 100% true light. And it says that his light shone into this world. But then John writes an incredible thing that happened. That true light, Jesus the Christ, the creator of this world, was rejected by the world he created. In fact, he was rejected by his very own people, the people that he was born among, those of his time and those of his country and his nationality. They turned away from him. And that's bad news. I mean, it's bad news for those who rejected him, obviously, but it's just bad news overall that people would reject their Creator. And yet, it happens all the time, doesn't it? People reject Jesus, and there may be many reasons why, but it happens all around us. Today, though, I don't want to focus so much on the fact that people reject Jesus. I want to focus on verses 12 and 13 of what we read in John 1. And just rejoice with you in the fact that many people accept Jesus. That God has offered each of us the right to become children of God. That's something to celebrate, to rejoice in. So again, it says there, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Three important words in those two verses: gave, right, and children. We've talked about two of those already, right and children, but never forget that vitally important word, gave. The fact that we are children of God is a gift from God. He gives us the right. We receive Jesus, and he gives us the right. It's a gift from the Father. You know, it reminds us of a verse that maybe we know better, just a couple of chapters later, John 3, verse 16. Remember how that often memorized verse goes? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. See, Jesus is a gift. Becoming a child of God is a gift. Who doesn't love a gift? We look sort of strange at a person that says, I hate gifts. You know, depending on the time of year, we might call them Scrooge or something like that. Gifts are something that excite us. They're given and received in excitement. We celebrate. It's something special. And it's especially so when the card on the gift says it's from God. Gift from God. Well, verse 13, John 1, is very important as well. Because verse 13 describes how one gets into the family of God. And in this verse, there are three negatives and one positive If you notice the language here, there's three ways you don't get in, and there's one way you do. First, look with me at the three negatives. How is it that you don't get into God's family? Number one, he says, not of blood. Not of blood. You know, blood, I think, here stands for natural birth. The way we are born into our human families. That's not the way it happens into the family of God. It's altogether different. You see, we don't get into God's family by inheritance in the way we normally think of that. It doesn't come about because mom and dad were children of God. I don't inherit it that way. I was blessed with godly parents, faithful Christians, hard workers in the kingdom. That's not why I'm a child of God. I don't inherit that. Just because they were doesn't mean I am. I'm not born of God through my spouse. I don't sort of catch it from the person I share life with. Just because my spouse is a child of God does not mean I'm a child of God. I can't even get it through my grandparents. It is not of blood. I am not naturally born into God's family. Negative number two in verse 13. Not of flesh. Flesh, I think, stands for human strength and effort. I don't become a child of God because I'm such a hard worker. Or because I'm so strong. I don't earn it in any way. I don't merit it. I don't somehow build up points with God by good living. Having more good days than bad. That's not the way it happens over a period of time. I don't impress God with my good intentions and my superior efforts. And so then he decides, okay, I'll let him in. It is not of flesh. Negative number three, not of man's will. Again, the emphasis is on human effort. We can't will ourselves into the family of God. It doesn't happen just because we want it to. Yeah, I really want to be saved. I really want to have a place in eternity with God. It doesn't happen because we want it. We may wish it to happen more than anything else in the world. We may wish for it. And we may have an extremely strong will in that sense, but that is not how one becomes a child of God. Not of blood, not of flesh, not of man's will. But enough of the negatives. John now turns to the positive. Here's how it happens. And this is the only way it happens. It happens because of God. We are born of God. It's due to His strength, His power, His will. It's all about God. The word that's used here, that's translated born, in this phrase, born of God, refers to the act of fathering. It refers to the action of the Father in creating children. So, you see, we become God's children due to God's act, to the action of God. Due to His power, we become His children. It is a right from God. And understanding this, you know, being God's family doesn't mean that we make the best of an ordinary human life. Becoming God's child is not just ridding ourselves of a few bad habits. I think sometimes people think that, you know, I got to give up this, this, and this to become a child of God. It's not about that. That's not how you become a child of God. Entering God's family isn't just making a few little moral self-improvements. In fact, there's nothing human involved in it. That's the whole point of the passage. We are born of God, by God, because of God, His work. And this drastic change takes place by God's power. Even more dramatic than the change that takes place with human childbirth, you know, from the womb to the world. If you've witnessed that, if you've been a part of that, it's incredible to see it take place. And it's amazing today we get a window into it so early. I'm sort of jealous of people who are becoming parents today and some of the pictures you get to see of the child that even when we had our children, we didn't get to see pictures that good. It's incredible what God has designed physically for childbirth, but so much more dramatic and powerful is being born of God. When we move from the world into the family of God, what an incredible change. Translated out of darkness into light. Imagine the value of becoming a child of God. April 1996, Sotheby's auctioned the estate property of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, former First Lady. The prices that bidders were willing to pay exceeded by far what any of the estimates were for the various items. For instance, there was a rocking chair sold for 200 times what they had estimated it would sell for. There was a faux pearl necklace that was once tugged on by JFK Jr. in a famous photograph. Had an estimated value of $500 to $700, sold for $211,500. Textbook of French verb conjugations. You could probably get it on Amazon for 25 cents. But because where it came from brought $42,000 in 1996. A humidor sold for $500,000. An official from Sotheby's tried to explain what took place. Said, quote, "This auction is merely a vehicle to get a piece of the magic, a piece of the dream. This is about a woman who was once the most admired woman in the world by many. Greatness of the person, you see, in people's eyes, increases the value of the property. In a similar way, God in His great glory brings indescribable value to His people. He makes us worth it." See, you have the right today. You may have many, but you have the right to become a child of God, to take on the name of Jesus. Many of you have. Many in this assembly have. Some of you have not, as of yet. Why wait any longer to accept this gift? To open yourself up to God's work in your life. It is your right from God. Why wait? Why not receive it today in obedient faith? Be baptized into Christ Jesus and receive eternal life, forgiveness of sins, gift of the Holy Spirit within. It's what God has made possible for you. Today, you're invited to take this right and to receive this gift. If we can help you, let us know while we stand.